Welcome back. Let's do this. We'll take a few minutes here and talk on the medical beat about a syndrome, an issue that is affecting many, many Americans. It came to light thanks to one of my very nice listeners named David, who brought this to my attention, and I'm always willing to entertain ideas from you in the audience. It's a syndrome called reflex sympathetic dystrophy. It's also sometimes known as complex regional pain syndrome. It's very confusing. We're going to try to decloak the mystery here a bit with the help of Anne Louise Oaklander. She's a physician and also a teacher and also a researcher at Massachusetts General Hospital. And she's been working on some new developments in the field treating people with this neurological issue. Basically, it's pain, and we don't know where the pain's coming from and why. Maybe we have some answers now. Dr. Oaklander, welcome to the program. Tell us why this has been such a confusing issue for so many for so long.
Well, you're right. The name situation is the beginning of the complexity, and I think the reason why there are so many names is because people are confused about this syndrome. So the syndrome was originally described during the American Civil War by a neurologist called Weir Mitchell, mm-hmm. who described some soldiers who had had gunshot or musket injuries or sword injuries and were left with severe chronic pain, swelling, color changes in their arms and legs. And he wrote beautiful descriptions of this condition and used the word causalgia to describe it, which is from the Greek, and you still hear that term used. Later on, Dr. Evans described the same symptoms occurring in patients who had not had such major injuries, and he called it reflex sympathetic dystrophy. That name was confusing as well, and in 1994, the International Association for the Study of Pain changed the official terminology to complex regional pain syndrome, or CRPS. But in truth, that hasn't lessened the confusion.
Mm. In the New Yorker, a wonderful magazine that I don't read often enough, but in the New Yorker, October 10th, 2005 edition, there is a fabulous article, and oftentimes it takes an article like this to sort of put the story out in human terms for us in the audience or for us in the general public to understand it. And you are quoted in this article, and it really explores what people are going through today and, the roadblocks they face when they go to their doctor and the doctor says, take this medication and wish for the best. I mean, people are in pain and they don't know why, and they are in some cases over-medicated, right?
Well, you're right. This syndrome ties into a number of societal concerns that add to the confusion. What this syndrome is about is people who have had some kind of an injury or trauma. Could be anything from a simple ankle or knee sprain, a fracture, a surgery. Even routine blood drawing leaves a very few patients with these kind of symptoms, namely chronic pain that can go on mm-hmm. for months or years, and swelling, redness, blueness, color changes. And so that's bad enough. But there's an additional problem, which is that when patients go and seek medical help for this, the medical establishment is not very well informed about this. And, of course, people are suspicious about patients seeking pain medications. With CRPS or RSD, to date, there hasn't been any strong evidence of an actual physical injury causing the pain. And so you can't blame doctors for right. being a little bit suspicious. So mm-hmm. these patients get caught up not only in their own medical problems, but in the societal issues related to pain treatment.
I'm talking here with Dr. Anne Louise Oaklander from Mass General Hospital, expert in neurology and in the nerve injury unit. She serves as director. We're talking about reflex sympathetic dystrophy, also known as complex regional pain syndrome. The fact of the matter is there may be listeners out there right now, anywhere around the country or Canada or anywhere listening on the web, who have pain and may not have an answer. And what do we, I mean, you've been doing some really very important studies. What do we now, or what are we zeroing in on as might be the culprit here and perhaps a solution?
Well, through seeing these patients over and over in the clinic, it became clear to me that this couldn't be invented at the same time by so many people with similar symptoms. So being a biomedical researcher as well as a physician, I got my lab associates to look into this, and over the last 5 years or so, we have been studying these patients, and we've tested the hypothesis that there is a nerve injury as the cause of these patients' problem, and we've looked at injury to a specific kind of a nerve cell known as the small fibers. These are the nerve cells that transmit pain messages and also control the blood vessels. So it would not be surprising that a person who has small fiber nerve injury would have symptoms such as chronic pain and swelling or color changes in their limb.
Is there a demographic spread here? I mean, I guess it affects more women than men, but what about age? What about socioeconomic background or where people hail from, the South, the North? What do we know about the demographics here?
Well, the demographics are very interesting because what they show is that this is a condition that can affect any one of us, white, black, rich, poor, employed, unemployed, it really doesn't seem to matter. I've seen people from all walks of life with this. So this is not a condition that you can protect yourself from by living a virtuous existence. It's not like high blood pressure or diabetes, where we know that lifestyle choices have an impact. Anyone could end up with this at any point. And so that's why I think it's just so important to be sympathetic and understanding of the patients who are left with this. It's not their own fault. It's not anything that they've done that's left them in these dire straits.
Here on the Medical Beat on the Jordan Ridge Show, we're exploring reflex sympathetic dystrophy, or also as it's known, complex regional pain syndrome. It affects many, many people, and it can be almost, well, debilitating for many, many people, and it's a darn shame. And we're looking at a magazine here, Dr. Oaklander, called The Pain Practitioner, that the nice folks at the RSDSA, that's the Reflex Sympathetic Dystrophy Syndrome Association, sent me. And there's some really touching articles about people who are active and maybe they go in for a little surgery or maybe they stub their toe and then they just have this pain that just floors
them.
Won't
go away.
Unbelievable. Now, what have you done recently for your patient? Are you tending to favor a certain medication based on this small fiber research, and have you seen any promise here?
The paper that was published recently is of interest because it really shows that there is a cause for these patients' pain, that we've been able to identify that they do have underlying nerve injury as a cause for it. The reason why that's important is not just from a research perspective, but as you say, from helping patients. It gives the patients direction. And so it suggests that these patients should look for treatments that are known to be effective against neuralgia or nerve injury pain. And there are a number of medications that have been tested in clinical trials for neuralgia. Those are the ones patients should focus on. And there are even some surgical treatments, particularly we're very interested in implanted electrical stimulators that have been shown in clinical trials to be effective for this condition.
It's interesting. We're talking about pain and acute pain and chronic pain, but without pain, we don't survive. I mean, the pain is important to us as human beings, as functioning beings. Correct? I mean, pain serves as a very important reminder.
You're absolutely correct. So all animals, down to the single-cell animals, have some form of a pain system. We need that in order to keep us out of trouble. The very first time we touch a candle or a hot stove, we learn a very important lesson to stay away from hot objects. But this kind of pain is what we call pathological pain, meaning it serves no purpose. And what it is really is a wiring problem in the nervous system, where the pain neurons are firing inappropriately when there is no hot stove, when there is no reason to feel pain.
Well, I'm very glad we've had this chance to chat briefly about this, and we're now going to tell people about some resources. And again, I appreciate he's a listener, David, making this suggestion. And I'll first start with an organization called the Reflex Sympathetic Dystrophy Syndrome Association. Now, that's a mouthful. On the web, it's rsds.org, rsds.org. And they have a toll-free number as well. It's 877-662-7737. And folks, if you missed it, don't worry. You can contact me and I have all the info and I'll place it on my website, jordanrich.com. I understand, Dr. Oaklander, that you have an organization you'd like to recommend for listeners anywhere in the country who might want some help.
Yes, we get calls regularly from patients around the country who are looking for qualified pain specialists who are familiar with this. And I can recommend that they contact the American Pain Society, which is a nonprofit organization of physicians and scientists with expertise in chronic pain management. And the APS maintains a directory of specialists around the country and may be able to refer listeners to someone in their area.
And we have a web address for them, too. It's the American Pain Society. On the web, type this in, www.ampain, that's for AM for American, ampainsoc.org. Again, American Pain Society, ampainsoc.org. Dr. Oaklander, this syndrome, this situation that people are facing, also puts them into a bind legally. If they're in pain and they cannot work and they're trying to get some kind of compensation or health insurance issues cleared up, up to now, when there's no diagnosis that really pinpoints what's going on, it's been difficult for these folks, correct?
Yes, many, if not most of my patients have legal problems, whether it's simply applying for disability or whether there's a court case connected with the accident or injury that led to their RSD. But because there's been no objective evidence of chronic injury, a lot of these patients have a hard time proving that there is a cause for their pain. So I think our finding that there is nerve injury in these patients will have legal implications as well.
Your work at Mass General continues. You're not only a researcher, but you're also a physician, so you're seeing people on a regular basis. Are you seeing an increase in this kind of thing? I mean, based on the fact that we're living longer and we're probably banging up our bodies more and more, or is it pretty much a level number of folks?
Well, I can't really comment what's going on nationally. I see more and more of these patients simply because the word spreads around who's interested and who's experienced with this. And so, of course, I get a lot of referrals for this area. But one thing is worth mentioning, and that's that our research showed that medical procedures are actually a substantial cause of this syndrome. Most of us are not getting musket wounds anymore as we were during the Civil War, and it's really those penetrating injuries from surgery or injections that leave a few rare patients with this problem.
Something to consider. Again, thank you, Dr. Oaklander, for taking a few and continuing the fight, and we really appreciate that. And we'll repeat those right now, those web addresses, rsds.org for the Reflex Sympathetic Dystrophy Syndrome Association at 877-662-7737, and the American Pain Society is ampainsoc, that's ampainsoc.org. Thank you so much, Dr. Oaklander, for your time, and keep up the fight.
Thanks again.
You bet. More ahead on the Jordan Rich Show here on WBZ News Radio 1030.